Welcome to a brand new month here at It's Time For Me. Happy July to you also. And this month we are going to be covering a beautiful topic of body, mind and spirit. These are the three aspects that make you who you are. And I think sometimes when we're going through our life, we can actually forget about the body that holds us and carries us through everything, the mind that, you know, holds our memories, connects obviously the wonderful brain power that we have and around our thought processes, and obviously one of the most important parts, which is the spiritual aspect of us and our soul that has, I suppose, come in or brought us into this life, into this body. So there's a difference between our soul and our person, let's say, or our personality. And this is something we're going to be looking at over the month. I want this month to be very gentle, but I also want to go on a deep dive with you over this month to really look at these three elements of ourselves, how we can nurture ourselves more, how we can connect with ourselves more, how we can cleanse the body more, and really start to create as well these things in our life that we want. And that's what It's Time For Me is about. It's about looking at what it is you might need to work on, to heal, to work with in our lives, because we're, you know, we're never going to heal everything in our life, and how we can live in the best way possible to create, because that's what we're here for, to create and to co-create and to move forward in life and to uplift our energy through that element of creation. But for us to do that, we have to be connected in to our mind, to our body and to our soul, and understand why it's important, but also understand what we can do to better able ourselves to have all of those elements working together in connection with each other, and also how we can be living the best, I suppose, version of ourselves. So I recently went back to counselling, which I found really helpful. It's I do cognitive behavioural therapy counselling, you know, to give me tips and techniques and different things like that to work forward and progress in life. And one of the things that came up for me before one of the sessions, but I talked about in it, was about the fact that in some parts of my life I felt like, or feel like, I'm failing in some parts of my life. And what I was saying to my counsellor was that I didn't even mean that in a critical way of myself or like a victim way of myself or anything like that. Really what I meant by that, and I was saying this to her, was that I wasn't living in the way that I wanted to live and in the way that I know would be best for me to live. And failure is probably quite a big word, but I actually think, you know, we learn through our failures in life and we learn through our mistakes and we learn through different things that go wrong for us. So failure isn't a bad word at all, actually. And that's really what got me thinking a lot about the topic this month of like, what can we do to live the best version of ourselves? You know, there's that expression or that quote, like live your best life. And I don't mean it in that trivial way, but for us to be able to feel fulfilled and feel like we're on the path that we know we're supposed to be individually, because it's different for us all, and that we're connected to ourselves and our purpose, we have to nurture the mind, body and our spirit. Those elements are part, those three elements are part of all of us as people, and we can find ourselves disconnected from one or all of them at the same time. And what I want to do this month is put them back together, so it's like a jigsaw, and put the energies back together and help you to do that with yourself. You may be doing that already, so this month will be just a nice month to, I suppose, heighten your experience of doing that, or you might find that you're not doing that enough in one aspect. So I'm not going to break it down over like one topic, one aspect per week. We're going to be doing this just in a flow over the next 4 weeks, but I will be covering from next week. I'll definitely be moving into the spiritual aspect first. And the reason why I think this is important is because we do, obviously everyone has different beliefs. Like some people believe, you know, that we aren't a spiritual entity or being, and I completely understand that. And if that is the case for you, some of the teachings next week mightn't land, you know, as well, but take from it what you wish. And of course, I will talk about the other side of if you do feel like there isn't anything there, what kind of can you connect in with yourself, you know, because we all have our own belief systems and all of those need to be respected. So I do hope this is a really gentle month, but an uplifting month. And like I said, to kind of put the pieces of the jigsaw back together and to do something that's, I wanted to do something a little bit deeper, you know, but I didn't want it to be heavy either, because some of the topics we do, like I remember the topic on fear was quite heavy for a lot of the members, and I understand that. So this isn't about it being heavy, but it's about really saying, okay, let me look at things from a slightly different perspective now. So I'm also adding in a new section at the bottom here, which is called recommended reading, because I do feel that there are certain books that are amazing at like teaching this stuff on a much more deeper level than we could cover in a month. And ones that I've read myself that I feel are like fascinating on these subjects. So I'm going to put a list of those, a couple of books below that might be helpful for you. And yeah, really, I just hope that the month is enjoyable. I hope that you get something from it. And I'm really looking forward to getting started with you. And as always, if you have any questions on anything, I'd love to hear from you. So you can send me an email or you can send me a text privately and I'll get back to you. So have a wonderful July and look forward for us moving forward now. So today, Thursday, as we're starting on the 1st of July, your first teaching won't be until Monday, which is the, I don't know what day that is. I think that's the 5th, is it? Yeah, that's the 5th. So the Monday the 5th of July will kick off with our teaching. So you have enough to work on over the weekend. Nice, some meditations here. This month as well, I'm not going to be doing the morning and evening ritual because some of your teachings are going to bring some similar things in like that. So I don't want to be repeating that for you. So we're just not doing that for this month. But you can, of course, take the rituals from the previous months we've done and keep going with those. So again, wish you a lovely July and talk to you soon.